We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and we've been talking a lot here the last few days about the Riley County Fair. Well, the Pottawatomie County Fair is just around the corner, and we've got some folks in here from Pottawatomie County 4-H. And I might have you guys each pull up the microphones a little closer to your face. We didn't have a lot of prep time here, so apologize. I'm going to introduce our 4-H ambassadors here from Pottawatomie County, and I'll start to my right here. We have... get my my cheat sheet here. Tyree Figge. Thanks for being here. We have Hayes Rickstrew, and we have Kirsten Blankley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you all in here. Pottawatomie County Fair is starting, I believe, next weekend. Is that correct?
Yep. Starts August 5th.
August 5th. Okay, so... Tyler, we'll start with you here. What would you like to talk about here as far as what you're going to be involved with?
At the fair this year, I'm taking two livestock projects, market goats. I have a breeding and a market one. And then I'm also show beef. I have two breeding heifers and a market steer.
All right. So this is, how long have you been involved in 4-H?
I first started showing in 4-H when I was little. When I was seven was the first 4-H year. But I've been showing, I started with buck calves when I was 3 years old.
All right, and how old are you now?
16.
16, okay. Where do you go to school at?
Onega High School.
Onega, and that's where the Pottawatomie County Fair is held at, for those maybe here in Manhattan that aren't familiar. All right, what has 4-H taught you?
4-H has taught me many different things, but probably one of the biggest things is it has helped build my communication skills with people and, like, at school. It has really helped me go up and talk to other people and just talk to people about 4-H and about other activities.
All right. Well, Tyree, thanks for being here, and we'll talk with you more here. I'll talk a little bit with Hayes. Tell me a little bit more about how you're involved with Pottawatomie County 4-H.
I also show beef. Last year I showed sheep. I'm not this year. I do foods projects, and I also do bymanship, which is where you buy a new set of clothing and then you kind of model it on a runway and show your knowledge of that outfit and such.
All right. That sounds like fun. It's kind of like a fashion show almost?
Yeah.
Okay. So is that something like a career aspiration of yours, maybe?
No. I'll probably go into the livestock industry.
Livestock, okay. And how long have you been involved in 4-H?
Like Tyree, I started 4-H when I was seven. But before that, we were showing bucket calves and such.
Okay. And like him, do you go to Onega or are you another high school?
I go to Wamego High School.
And let's talk a little bit with Kirsten here. How are you involved in 4-H?
I do photography, so I entered 5 photos this year. They're all color. I do bymanship. Like Hayes said, you buy an outfit. You talk about how you wash for it, how much it was, things like that. I do a leadership project. I did that last year, but I didn't do it this year. Yeah.
All right. And where do you go to school at?
I go to Rock Creek High School.
Okay. So we got almost the whole county represented here then. That's pretty good. And like them, have you been involved in 4-H for a while?
Yeah. I've been in 4-H for about, this will be my 8th year. But I've always been interested in 4-H because my parents were in 4-H. So.
All right. What would you recommend, and this can go to any one of you here, if there's kids out there that are thinking about 4-H, what would be your pitch to them?
Do it, because it's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of cool people. Like Daniel, he's pretty cool. All of our 4-H agents at our extension office, really nice. You get to learn new things, and it's a lot about leadership and responsibilities. So.
All right. And she's referring to Daniel Scutius here, who's the 4-H agent there in Pottawatomie County. We're going to talk a little, he's with us in studio, but not near a microphone, so appreciate you coming out here today, though. Let's talk about what's going on at the fair here. So it all gets going, what'd you say, August
5th.
Okay. Tyree, tell us more about some of the events.
Thursday, August 5th is kind of the first day of the fair. The exhibits open at 4 o'clock that afternoon. And then that night, we also have the sheep and the market goat show, along with the ranch rodeo later that night and the Miss Pottawatomie County contest.
Okay, so that's what Thursday's looking like. Hayes, do you have another thing you're going to...
On Friday, we have our rabbit show, which is always interesting to see. The little kids really enjoy that just because they don't see very many domesticated rabbits. And then we also, later on in the day, have our beef show. And then we have our craft rodeo, which starts at 8.
All right. And Saturday, I'm assuming, is yours, Kirsten?
Yeah. So on Saturday, August 7th, there's a lot going on. There's the sit and stitch at the Fair Pavilion from 9 to 11. We have a round robin sign up. It's at 10 a.m. to noon. The bucket calf show. There is turtle races for all ages. So there's a lot of stuff for the kids to go and do.
All right. And the Onega Fairgrounds, I don't know that I've actually been up there. I've been all across Pottawatomie County, but I haven't gotten up to the fairgrounds. Where is that located at in Onega?
The fairgrounds is located in the northeast corner of Onega. There's a couple ball diamonds there, and then there's a big building. And it does look a little different this year because we're in the middle of constructing. We're building a new building to help expand and help better our fair. So it does look a little different, but it's pretty well in the northeast corner of Onega, though.
Okay. Is there anything new this year that you haven't had before? Or kind of just the same? I mean, last year I know it was probably a little different than with the pandemic and all. I don't know how many changes were made, but anything new that we didn't have last year?
There's not really many more new events, but it's just a lot more open. There's less restrictions for COVID. Like our 4-H food stand will be open this year. And I think mask requirements are a lot less now.
More optional.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And as far as that food stand is concerned, that raises money for the local chapter there?
Yeah. It'll go to our 4-H council, and that kind of funds, like, for us, our ambassadors. We do some fundraising, but for that kind of funds the youth part of the fair.
Okay, very good. So Pottawatomie County Fair is again just around the corner. It all gets going on August the 5th. As far as information where people can find, you got the fair books with you here. Where can people find that information at?
If you go to the website, K-State Research and Extension, Pottawatomie County section, you'll be able to, on the homepage for the Pott County, you'll be able to find the Pottawatomie County Fair Book.
All right. Sounds good. Is there anything in particular here? Maybe we haven't chatted. Daniel, do you want to squeeze in here and talk any?
Excited for this year. I know the kids have been looking forward to this, and I should say youth have been looking forward to this all year, getting their projects ready. And we had fun last year, but we're ready to get back at it and have a full fair again this year. So I've seen little sneak peeks of what's coming from everyone, and it's going to be pretty impressive what they've been working on. It should be a great year to come visit and see all their hard work in action.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I know last year was hard. How much better do you think this year's fair is going to be compared to last year, Kirsten?
I think it's going to be a lot better this year because I think a lot more people are going to be able to come out and support and then get to see how much the kids have grown, because last year with COVID, there were so many restrictions, so not as many people were able to come.
All right. And as far as food goes, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about food at the fair. The 4-H stand especially, what kind of foods will you have out there?
We'll have ice cream from... we'll have Call Hall ice cream. Ooh. There. This year the meals will be prepackaged, still some remnants from the COVID restrictions. And then we'll also have some food trucks there.
All right. Sounds good. Call Hall Ice Cream. You had me there. So sounds good. Is anything else maybe I haven't asked here that we should let people know about?
One thing, Sunday, August the 8th, we have the annual parade at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So that would be something nice to come out. It's usually a pretty big parade, and it's really fun to see all the different floats and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a theme for the fair. I don't know if we touched on that very much. What's the theme?
The theme for this year is Let the Good Times Grow.
Okay. So if you want to come out, and it looks like there's also the pie contest on Saturday. That sounds like that'd be a lot of fun. I've taken in one of those before.
We're actually not going to do that this year because of COVID restrictions.
Okay.
Sadly.
Well, darn. Okay. There's other great things of the turtle races. That's one thing that'll be a lot of fun. Yep. So, have you ever done a turtle race? Have you participated in this?
Yeah.
I always think with something like that, especially on the radio, being a radio, I've done sports announcing and such. Play-by-play for that would be a lot of fun. Just imagine. I mean, it'd be maybe a little hard to listen to, but I think it'd be a lot of fun to try. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for being here, and we hope you have a really good fair, and we'll encourage everyone to go up to Onega August 5th through the 8th here and check out all of the things there are to see.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And again, thanks to our guests here this morning, Tyree Figge, Kirsten Blankley, and Hayes Rickstrew, as well as Daniel Skouchis here from Pottawatomie County 4-H, Dennis Butler, the director of the Riley County Police Department, joining us here this morning as well. That's going to wrap up our show. We encourage people to check out the Pottawatomie County Fair and then also the Riley County Fair going on here in Manhattan this weekend as well.